This is 91.9 KVCR. Good morning. I'm Ken Vincent. On Fridays, we hear from Press Enterprise columnist Cassie McDuff and review a few of the big news stories around the Inland Empire over the past week. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ken.
Big news in terms of politics around here. Republican State Senator Jeff Stone has announced that he is going to seek a congressional seat, the seat held by Democrat Raul Ruiz.
Right, and Ruiz has been elected twice now. He is a former emergency room physician who beat out Mary Bono when she tried for to be reelected to that seat. It goes from out in the Coachella Valley down to Southwest Riverside County, Temecula, Murrieta area. So Stone has been a county supervisor. He was in the middle of his third term, I believe, when he decided to run for the state Senate seat. He won that. He now will be in the middle of his state Senate term, four-year term, when he runs for Congress, if he decides to go ahead and do it. He said that he's heard from a lot of people who are not satisfied with the democratic values that are represented by Ruiz. And he said unless that changes in the next few weeks, when the filing period opens on February 15th, he'll put in for it.
Now, we should mention that Jeff Stone is from Temecula, and Raul Ruiz is from the far eastern end, originally from the far eastern end of the Coachella Valley. Raul Ruiz, of course, is a Latino. You know a bit about the voter consistency of the district. How could this race be different from races in the past?
Well, it's been a very Republican district, but that is changing. It's migrating more toward Democratic registration. However, there's still a big, almost 20% of registered voters are declined to state. So those independent voters could certainly have an influence on this race.
It's been a long time since Jeff Stone has lost a race. I don't think he's lost a race since, like, the first time he ran for city council in Temecula or something like that. So he's not a campaigner to dismiss. We'll be talking about that campaign in the future. Right now, let's talk about another race. Democratic Assemblywoman Cheryl Brown from San Bernardino here herself has a Democratic challenger.
That's right. And this is a candidate who will be familiar to voters from the congressional race of 2 years ago. Eloise Reyes was one of the seven Democrats who were looking for that open seat. Pete Aguilar won it. She is now taking on another fellow Democrat. Brown has come under attack from environmentalists, and she's not a favorite of labor groups. And Reyes is more on the progressive liberal Democrat side rather than a moderate Democrat like Cheryl Brown. This district includes San Bernardino, Rialto, the central part of the San Bernardino Valley. Before we move on, I'd also like to mention that Pete Aguilar will be challenged by the same Republican who was in the runoff against him last year, and that's Paul Chabot from Rancho Cucamonga.
So we've got a couple of interesting local races, at least a couple of interesting local races, and we're just beginning the 2016 campaign season, so we'll be catching up with those. Let's talk about the State of the Union, because a lot of local officials were there, the police chief from San Bernardino, the county sheriff, other officials and guests, and some people were disappointed that San Bernardino was not even mentioned in the speech.
You know, Ken, I think we've all gotten used to politicians calling out the names of people in the audience and using their personal stories to illustrate points they're trying to make. Obama didn't do that in the speech. He went for a more general overview of his vision for the future, even after he leaves office. He talked about the economy. He talked about technology. He talked about national security. And also he talked about civility. And I think we can assume that that was aimed at the Republicans, not just in Congress, who've attempted to thwart him at every turn, but also the Republican candidates for president. I think everybody took it that way.
Yeah, and a lot of people knew that it was probably going to be sort of a bigger picture kind of a speech than listing specific incidents and proposals and things like that. However, with all of the local officials from the Inland Empire back there, it wasn't a wasted trip. Apparently, they got a lot of promises of funding to help defray the costs of the shootings.
Well, right. San Bernardino Police Chief Jared Burguan and San Bernardino County Sheriff John McMahon visited with elected officials and agencies like the Department of Justice and Homeland Security to see if some of the $4 million cost of that terrorist incident and, you know, the investigations that came immediately following it can be defrayed by federal money. They came away optimistic, seemingly, that they will be able to get that money reimbursed. However, it's not going to be simple. It's not like they can go to a bank and apply for a loan and get all that money in one place. They're probably going to have to draw on at least several, maybe even up to seven different pots of money to be able to pull in the full amount to reimburse them.
And I know that one or two of the family members of the victims who were back there were also talking with members of Congress about gun control and gun violence issues, which, interestingly enough, going back and asking for funding might have been an easier chore than trying to get agreement on those issues.
They certainly are divisive.
Okay. Press Enterprise columnist Cassie McDuff, thank you.
Thank you, Ken.